Here we go. Another 5 minutes of the good stuff with Mike and Kim Burge. Glad to be along with you here on your local radio station. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board would be glad if you would come visit us here in the Valentine area. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.com or visitvalentine.org. Maybe it's a waterfall tour and enjoy some of the fall colors in the Niobrara Valley or Snake River Falls. Check it out online, visitvalentine.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News. Thank you so much to them for being an ongoing sponsor of The Good Stuff. You know, they have it all. Local, national, international livestock industry news, livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, classified ads, so many things. They're available online, and they're available with an actual paper to hold in your hands and read. It's Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com, and you can subscribe.
Nina Schaefer sent this in. Now, it's been a little dated on this, but you may have heard that the Canadian government has decided to assist the USA, in militarily anyway, in the war against terrorism. They have agreed to send 6,000 ground troops, two of their best battleships, and six fighter jets. So, after the exchange rate, the USA should be getting about two Mounties, a canoe, and a bunch of flying squirrels. A quick little laugher for you today.
That was quick. Never any good food in this house. This is Kate like Kavanaugh. sounds like what?
Sounds like a teenager.
Well, no, actually, it's written by a grown-up. Okay. Dolores Colburn sent this to us. Our Southern Bureau out of the Heart City, thank you so much. The hands of the clock rolled to 3 o'clock, so I ran into the kitchen and darted between the empty fruit bowl and the barren cookie jar. I flung open a cabinet and grabbed a boxed brownie mix and some shortening. I fetched an egg from the refrigerator and rummaged through another cabinet for a mixing bowl and measuring cup. I flipped the oven dials, grabbed a mixing spoon, and came to rest in front of the counter, where I began to mix a batch of the finest brownies a child could hope to taste. My older children were expected any minute. They would be hungry, and they would notice that I had nothing left good in the house to eat. That's why I made brownies. I didn't want to be in trouble. Big trouble. My children, you see, are always mad at me because they say there's never any food in the house. Of course there's food, but not what the children have in mind. Most of the time I can toss together a fairly decent meal with what we have on hand, but a chicken and rice casserole or a pork roast are out of the question as an after-school snack. My children want something else, although I'm never sure what it is. All I know is I never have it. I'm reminded hourly or even more often. The most frequently asked questions in our household, did you go to the store? Are you going to the store? How come you never buy anything good? My answers are always, yes, I went to the store. Yes, I'm going to the store again. And yes, I did buy something good, but you've already eaten it. Despite thoughts to the contrary, grocery shopping is a regular part of my day. I call it going to my club. It's impossible to run in and out. I always see someone I know. It's surprising how much information and gossip I can pick up just at the dairy counter. Without fail, the universally good snacks I buy, you know, pop, potato chips, cookies, and individually wrapped fruit snacks are eaten immediately. We are then left with ordinary food, such as Braunschweiger, which I like but everyone else considers gross. My family would rather be hungry and complain than try a Braunschweiger sandwich. When I'm at the store, I can't remember which foods fall into the good category. Lately, I've been seeking guidance from Pete, who's 5, and Matt, who's 3. Pete's first shopping list included fruit snacks, Mario Brothers stickers, and turtle stickers. When I pointed out that only one item was edible, he added Cap'n Crunch cereal, push-ups, fudge bars, ice cream sandwiches, and hard salami. Matt's list included stickers plus dinner stuff. Colleen is the most critical of my grocery shopping technique. The majority of my children say I don't buy enough junk food. Colleen says, that's all you get. We should be eating healthier foods. Colleen is a purist and a hopeless optimist. These traits inspired her several years ago to ask a waitress at a two-table diner connected to a one-pump gas station if the dinner served Perrier water. I asked Colleen to compile a good food list, but she couldn't think of anything. Then I had a better idea. I sent her to the store. She can legally drive now. She didn't buy good stuff either, but I don't care because now everyone can get mad at her instead of me.
All right. Where'd that come from?
It came from Dolores Colburn, our Southern Bureau out of Valentine. It's written by Kate Kavanaugh, and it's from the 90s.
And that's the good stuff.